Welcome to installment 194 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Prohibition number 107, the last commandment regarding the sacrifices, which is the prohibition to change an animal from one type of sacrifice to another. And we will also begin our discussion of the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, and in particular our discussion of positive commandment 107, the laws of Tumas Meis, the impurity associated with a dead body. Prohibition number 107 concludes the laws of the sacrifices, and it involves the changing of the status of a sacrifice. As we have been discussing, there are many different types of sacrifices. There are sin offerings, chatas, there is the guilt offering, the asham, a shlamim, a peace offering, all of them with their distinct laws and their distinct regulations. This prohibition is from taking a sacrifice which has been designated as one type of offering and trying to make it another type of offering. For example, something which has been designated as a peace offering cannot be changed to a guilt offering. Or as the Rambam brings a similar example, an animal which has been designated as a guilt offering cannot be changed to a sin offering. It must remain in its previous state. This commandment is not said explicitly in the Chumash, but is rather derived by the oral tradition, as the Rambam quotes the verse from the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 26, towards the end of Leviticus, which discusses the law of the Bechor. As we have discussed on other occasions, the Bechor, the firstborn animal, is automatically sanctified as an offering to God to be brought to the temple, where the Kohanim will consume its meat. This verse states, Asher yivukar l'Hashem b'vehema, any firstborn animal which is meant to be brought as a sacrifice to God, lo yakdish ish eisei. Literally, no man is able to sanctify it. However, the oral tradition tells us, what does it mean to sanctify this animal? It's already sanctified. What is the prohibition not to sanctify it? We learn that the prohibition is to try to change this animal to another level of sanctity. Instead of being in one level of holiness corresponding to that particular type of sacrifice, one tries to bring it to another type of sacrifice, another level, another type of holiness. This is forbidden, lo yakdish. However, this commandment, this verse, seems to apply only to a bechor, an animal which is the firstborn animal, and is therefore that sacrifice is we are instructed in the verse that we are forbidden to make it another type of sacrifice. But let's say a different one, not the firstborn animal. How do we know that it may not be changed to another type of sacrifice? For this, the Rambam quotes the Sifra, which points out that there is an extra word in this verse. The verse says, "Asher yivukar l'Hashem b'vehema," that anything, any animal which is the firstborn to God among the animals, b'vehema le'yakdish ish eisei, a person may not sanctify. The Sifra reads it as follows: that any animal which is l'Hashem b'vehema, which has been designated to be a sacrifice to God among any of the animals, may not have its sanctity changed. Any animal may not be switched. This prohibition is discussed in the fifth chapter of the Tractate Tmura. An explanation of this commandment is given by the Rakanti, who explains that all of the sacrifices are really considered to belong to God Himself. Whenever we are allowed to eat from the sacrifices, the Talmud tells us, Mishulchan Gaveya Kazachu, that we have merited, we are given this food from the table of God, so to speak. He determines whether it can be eaten, and how and when it can be eaten, and who is allowed to eat it. Let us imagine, says Zarkanti, that you were sitting by a feast of a king, a banquet, and the king decided that one person would have one portion, another one would have a different portion, and he gave out each one individual portions. Would a person be allowed to switch? Of course not. How much more so when it comes to the King of Kings, that since God has distributed these sacrifices in different ways, it would be improper to try to change the will of God. Once it has been designated in a certain way, it must remain in that status. With this law, the Rambam concludes in his ninth book, the book of Karbonis, the book of the sacrifices. An interesting parallel to this law of changing from one level of another to another is seen in the code of Jewish law in the laws of tzedakah, of charity. In general, the law is that one may not change a charity, money which has been designated for one purpose, to be used for another purpose. Once money has been designated to be given for one poor person, one must be careful to determine when it could be changed to be given to another poor person. For all of these laws, one should consult an Orthodox Rav. The second commandment of today's portion begins the tenth book of the Rambam, Sefer Tara. This book involves all the laws of purity and impurity. In Torah terms, purity and impurity has nothing to do with physical cleanliness or any physical condition. The purity we're speaking about here is a spiritual one and is conveyed according to laws beyond human comprehension. These laws are a prime example of chukim, laws which are intrinsically beyond human intellect. Positive Commandment 107 involves all the laws of tumas meis, the most severe type of impurity, that conveyed by a dead body. A dead body is considered in Torah terms to be avi aves hatuma, the ultimate source of impurity. An av hatuma, literally a father of impurity, is considered to be a source for other types of impurity. But the source for these av tumais, these sources have a deeper source, a previous source, a more powerful form of impurity, the dead body, which is avi aves, literally a grandfather of impurity. It is unique in a number of respects. As the Rambam mentions in the beginning of his legal code in Sefer Tara, that a dead body can impurify not only if one has touched it, but even if one is under the same roof, tumas oyel. As the Rambam quotes the verse in Numbers chapter 19, verse 14, Kol habo el ho'ehel v'chol asher bo'ehel yitma shivas yomim, that anyone that is in the tent with the dead body becomes impure for 7 days, as is the law regarding primary contact with a dead body, that one is not only impure for 1 day, as in other cases of impurity, but one becomes tameh for 7 days, and is thereupon purified only after immersion in a mikveh and the sprinkling of the ashes of the red heifer, the Para Aduma. These laws of Tumah V'Tahara, although they are important for their own sake, so that we may learn about the purity and impurity, the laws which will affect us when the temple is rebuilt. Normally, people did not have to be concerned about this purity and impurity at the times of the temple. When did they have to worry? Only when they would enter the temple grounds itself, or be eating some sort of consecrated food, such as tsuma or kachim. But normally, a person who is not a Kohen could constantly be in contact with impurity and not have to worry. However, when the temple is rebuilt, we will have to know all these laws and carefully observe them. So too, today, even before the temple is rebuilt, a Kohen from the priestly class must be careful not to come in contact with certain types of tumah impurity. It is because of these laws that a Kohenim are forbidden from participating in burials and in entering cemeteries and hospitals and so on and so forth. There are many laws regulating the conduct of Kohenim in this regard, and a competent Rav should be consulted regarding all of its details. Another vitally important and controversial issue is discussed in these laws of Tumas Meis, of impurity. In order to determine when the body will convey impurity, we have to know when it is dead. This is, of course, a very hot issue today in the legal and medical ethical community. When is someone considered dead? Is it brain death, or heart death, or a lack of breathing? These laws are discussed in detail, not only in the laws of Shabbos, but also in the laws of Tumas Meis. We will be discussing these issues, God willing, over the next few days. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.